I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up.
And welcome back, Milwaukee. It's the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Gary Ellerson is here. Tim Allen. It's Anthony Mandela. Sam Schmitz is here as well. Got to give him some credit here as well. As the Bucks fall in Game 5, rather disappointing. And I did like, by the way, what Giannis did have to say after the game. I really did. He's pissed. And he should be. Got a lot of Bucks fans that were last night, too. And probably still are. That's what we're talking about. Today is what you're thinking now after that loss last night. And I don't know if it's necessarily the loss itself. I think it almost came to some Bucks fans as sort of a late game self-destruction. Didn't it feel like that to you?
Yeah, it did. They just seemed completely broken.
I mean, it just...
Around 4 minutes in the game, there was a play, I think it was about 4 minutes, maybe 6 minute mark, where... I can't remember exactly how it finished, if it was a foul, if he got blocked, what it was, if he got just slammed in his face. Giannis looked broken. And after that point, it was a wrap.
Yeah, people are just losing their mind on that part
because
of it.
Because he can't do anything else.
He's kind of helpless because he's the only one out there that's been doing anything night in and night out.
Right, that's the problem. He can't do anything. He got
and he's doing everything he can and just nothing's working.
And he knows that his game is limited. He knows he can't take a jumper. He knows he can't hit on a consistent basis, and he's got nothing else to do, and he's defeated. Now, everybody keep talking about running through the wall. It's just tough when you just keep trying to run through the wall.
Where are the rest of these guys, man?
That's part of it.
They're busy scoring zero points and sitting on the bench.
That's part of it. Let's get out to my good friend Willie. He's in Franklin. Willie, you up next? 105.7 FM and the Fan. Willie, what you got, buddy?
Hey guys, I'm not going to come as firm today. I want to preface this with some positivity. What they're attempting to do, and they still have a chance to do it, is unprecedented in the NBA. There's always a progression of a team. Always, you know, it's very rare for a team to go for 19 years what they've done to NBA finals. It's possible, it's feasible, but it's very rare. Second thing is, Giannis has proven he's going to work on his weaknesses and he's going to continue to improve. And over the next 2 years, you're going to see a guy that can be, I'll call it a competent jump shooter. He's never going to be good. He's never going to be great, but he'll be competent and they'll have to respect it. That being said, I came on here yesterday and I told you if he has 22, 24 points a game, they're going to lose. Superstars have to show up in games like this. And I'm going to tell you where this turned. I'm going to tell you why it turned, and I'm going to tell you one thing they can do to kind of help fix it. This turned in Game 3, similar to when the Bulls and Sonics were playing in the late 90s. It was either 1-0 or 2-0 the Bulls were up. And George Karl said, "Gary, I know you're our second-best scorer. I don't care. You're the best on-ball defender in the league. You got Michael." Michael shot like 30-something percent with Peyton guarding him in that series. And he still found ways to score. I get it, right? And that's what Nurse did. Nurse did two things in this series that really, he, as a rookie coach, he should not have known to do. One was to say, "Kawhi, I don't care. You got Giannis." And Giannis is shooting 35% when Kawhi's the primary defender. And the second thing he did last night, he realized very quickly that this is not a good matchup for Danny Green. This is not a good game for Danny Green. And he pulled him. And he really didn't play the rest of the series. But to my point yesterday, I'm just going to elaborate on it quickly. Inside the restricted area, let's just say 4 feet, right? 4 feet from the basket. Giannis is shooting 65%, as he should. He's an athletic seven-footer. Outside the restricted area, 4 feet and beyond, 19%. Mm. Not 29, not 39, not 49, 19. Your best player playing that way, you're just not going to win. You're just not. And you got good efforts last night from Bledsoe and Brogdon. I know the shooting percentages might not have been there, but I'm happy with Eric Bledsoe giving us 20 points. I'm happy with Brogdon giving us 18 points. Here's how you fix it. You can't have him ISO on the top of the key, because the way their 1-4 set is, there's shooters all around the three-point line. And guess where the defenders are? All of them have a foot in the lane already. So you're not going to be able to sway the defense. You're making it easy for them. So you put him out in the wing. And then when he penetrates, you have him dish to the guy in the other corner. Because what I'm seeing right now, and I actually was really watching last night because I was very intrigued by it, is Toronto's out bucking us. That's their offense too. Pick and roll, ISO ball, find an open shooter, make that extra pass, wide open shooter, and the difference is they're knocking it down. So, again, I mean, this is – I mean, and you saw last night, like I said yesterday, superstar players take over in the fourth. Kawhi Leonard had 14 fourth-quarter points.
Big time.
14 of his 35 came in the fourth. So, I mean, it's and again, this is not, you know, something bad against Giannis. He's going to get better, guys. He's
exactly
on the precipice of being elite. But there's a reason they had to change their offense for him. There's a reason why he couldn't play small forward, because he can't shoot enough to be one. There's a reason why point forward didn't work. And now he's at power forward. And it's not because he's a seven-footer, because his game is not that of a wing player.
Well, he just hadn't evolved yet. He just hadn't evolved yet. I think it's a phone call, but I think he'll get there. He just hadn't evolved yet. I mean, this is the early infancy stages of Giannis.
Growing pains hurt.
Yeah, this is it. And that's okay.
They do hurt, but yeah. I like
think about that. Growing pains is going to end in likely an MVP, if not additionally a defensive player
Pretty
of
much.
The year award.
That's the
much.
Good
that's
thing.
The growing pains part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so relax, Milwaukee fans.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're right there. Come on.
Yeah. You're sure, Tim. Come on.
You're right there. I do agree with Willie in that I think the key to tomorrow's game is Giannis to start kicking. Start kicking out. He's got to kick out, and they got to knock down the shots.
Yeah, that's kind of the necessary evil there, because if they don't hit him, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
he might as well just try to overpower four guys by himself. They're
we're talking about it. Can we squeeze in one more before the break?
Yeah, let's take one more. Where do you want to go, Gary?
Let's go out to let's go to Chip.
Chip.
Chip and Tulsa. Chip, you're up next.
Okay, there goes
All
Chip.
All right.
Now we'll take a break. 414-799-1250. We're talking about what you're thinking about now as a Bucks fan after what you witnessed last night. Really, not just last night, but I think you have to look at the series as a whole. You have to look at the season as a whole. And you do have to start giving, and I know I have done this for sure throughout this series, Gary, is starting to give Toronto some absolute respect.
We have to. Just like mostly we give our good friends over at Gene and Della a lot of respect.
You got it.
Guys, Pella Windows and Doors, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. They are offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. Folks, experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. Guys, they're there to make your job run smoothly. Don't worry about the Pella team's installs year-round. So call them up right now, folks. 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months, and tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
Wendy's Big Show continues with your thoughts on what you're thinking now about the Bucks. Backs against the wall, and we're talking about it here on The Fan.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. As always, listening live anytime, anywhere on the radio.com app. This portion of the program brought to you by Stenny's, Milwaukee's number one sports bar. Fear the deer and watch the playoffs at Stenny's, or take their free shuttle to the games. Stenny's also offers shuttles to every Brew Crew game and food specials, Tim.
Why is it that we have to watch a Milwaukee Bucks game with Mark Davis officiating it, and there's a shot, and it was missed by Toronto, and then, oh, after it was missed, then we have a foul call. We have an arm bar put on by Chris Middleton on Lowry late in the game. And lo and behold, oh my goodness, that's a no call. Are you kidding? I mean, these types of things do affect the game, Gary Ellerson.
Are you kidding me? Moment of the game brought to you by Mark Davis.
There you go. We're taking your reaction here after the Bucks lost last night, 105-99 in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. They're headed back to Toronto, Game 6 tomorrow. Bucks back against the wall game. Win or go home situation for the Bucks. And what are you thinking now? 414-799-1250.
Let's get out to Sean and Racine. Sean, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Sean, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. I have something to say, and I just want to be able to get it off my chest quick. It's frustrating as Bucks fans because it seems like we're stuck. If we think that the Bucks are better than they are, then we're not giving enough credit to the other team when they start losing. But if we sit there and say we knew it was going to happen, the other team's better, more experienced, then we're really not true Bucks fans, and we're still stuck in the old school mindset of we're always going to lose as Milwaukee fans. The thing with Giannis, yes, he's missing too many shots. He's trying too hard to drive it, and it's not working. He's banging his head against the wall.
Yep.
But then we say he needs to score 30-plus as a quote-unquote superstar in order to help this team win. But then when he can't, because they're blocking him off from the end of the hole.
Good point.
He can't kick it out.
Mm-hmm.
We say he has to kick it out. He needs to get more open shooters to start hitting. But then if he doesn't get his points, we're like, it's like we don't know what to do. It's frustrating as heck because they came out steaming hot to start out that game. Mm-hmm. And I kind of breathed a sigh of relief.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking they're finally getting it going, clicking, home cooking. They need some role players to step up. Bledsoe gave us what we hoped he would. Brogdon proves that last game was an aberration. Lopez started doing okay, but the thing is, I still think he's too unconfident right now because of the way his entire playoffs have gone outside of game one against the Raptors. So I'm kind of stuck. I don't know what to do as a Bucks fan. I'm a fan. I want them to win, but at the same time, we're kind of being told if we think that they're going to win, we're not giving enough credit.
Well, how about this, Sean? Can you enjoy it, win or lose? Can you enjoy the moment that you haven't seen? Because I don't know how old you are, but maybe in your lifetime you haven't seen the Bucks
right in
the Eastern Conference Finals. Can you enjoy that? And can you enjoy the moment that you know that Giannis is a sending player, he's going to be an MVP, and that this team is only going to get better? Can you enjoy that?
Yes, and I agree with you.
Because I can.
I'm 34, so
because I
can. I was young, but I saw them the last time that they were that close in 01.
Because I can. Because I think what has happened, most Bucks fans have set themselves up where they can't enjoy what is happening right now because you had such high expectations.
Prisoners of the moment.
Well, you had such high expectations of this team. I mean,
and honestly, we didn't have these expectations to start the year.
Exactly.
So
right.
Exactly.
Whether we make it to the finals or not.
But still, you're
all
this
as Bucks fans be able to look back and appreciate it.
Yes.
Yeah, man, you're this close. You might as well just take it.
Thanks for your phone call.
You might as well just go get it.
Sean, I thought you was going to say, because my screen caller here said that you were going to say that, why doesn't Gary like the Bucks?
Yeah, Gary, why don't you like the Bucks?
Gary hates the Bucks.
Sean.
Should we get him going?
Sean.
I never said Gary hates the Bucks. What I said was the way Gary's talking is making me feel I don't know what to think as a Bucks fan.
Okay, well, let me clear that up for you. I think as a Bucks fan, what you should be thinking is that can you find a way to enjoy something that you've never seen before?
And like I said, it's tough.
Okay, thanks for your phone call.
It's tough.
Oh, no doubt about it.
When you get this close, it is tough.
No doubt about it.
It is. But I think at the end of the day,
I want it all now.
Like looking back, okay, this for example, Brewers were right on the cusp of last year, Game 7,
mm-hmm.
right there by the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
So disappointing,
mm-hmm.
so pissed at times, and it was home field. And by the way, it could happen the same way with the Bucks. They win tomorrow night. It's Game 7 back home to go to the dance.
They still got a chance.
Just
they're
like
not,
the Brewers.
They're not out of it.
But then time heals a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can reflect and go back and say, okay, fine. They didn't make it to the World Series, but what a hell of a ride it was, mm-hmm. and a lot of fun. Furthermore, yesterday we talked about, I'm going to enjoy that, but I'm nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about what I'm nervous about is a bad call, a bad whatever. Something could go right. haywire when they're tied at 95 with right. 4 minutes to go. Well, right. guess what? Last night, 93-93 with 2.5 minutes left. Mm-hmm. And you did have some bumps in the road. I mean, mm-hmm. it was right there. That's what makes me nervous. That is, in a weird way, the fun part of it.
No, no doubt about it, Tim. Thanks for getting on board, boy.
Okay.
My man, I love you. I know a reason why I like you. let's go to Mark in New Berlin. Mark, you're up next, 105.7 FM, the Fan. Mark, what you got, buddy?
Oh, I'm not going to say I told you so, but I told you so, gentlemen. I am the new basketball insider.
Okay.
I don't know about Gary Wolf. I am the basketball insider.
I don't know about
Ever
Wolf.
Since they got punched in the face the one game, they couldn't come back. And now we're mentioning Giannis with LeBron James. Don't mention him till at least he gets two more rings. Don't even put him in the same sentence as LeBron till he gets two more of those rings that say world champion.
But at some point, LeBron was ascending also.
Exactly. And that's what the mention was.
It's not a body of work comparison.
Right. So that's why we were going way back to LeBron's first playoff series.
Oh, his first playoff experience.
Yeah, and that was against Detroit. You know, how did the maturation of it all and, you know, what did he do right. compared to that? That's
what the same path, not yeah. at the same point.
Yeah,
it's a whole different path.
Yeah.
And, you know, we blamed everybody. We blamed Drake. We blamed the refs. How about we got a little bit out-coached?
Oh, Mark.
That's part of it. Jeez. I would agree. I would agree.
Come on. Giannis didn't know what he was doing. He didn't even have a plan. Giannis never had any experience. He never played in a Final Four. He never had any experience playing against this level of competition, I don't think.
Mm.
And how can he be the MVP over Kawhi Leonard? A regular season MVP or a playoff MVP?
Yeah, when was that vote tallied? I think after the regular season, wasn't it?
His regular season, yeah.
You know, I mean, you know.
Now, he is a regular season MVP.
We got to put apples with apples and oranges with oranges. Giannis ain't the end-all, be-all. It's far from it. Now teams have his number. Kawhi has his number. What I would do, instead of not playing with these guys in the summer, maybe play with these guys in the summer. You know, don't say, I'm not playing with you. You're not my friend. Play with Kawhi. Pick his brain. These guys know what they're doing. Steph Curry knows what he's doing. Gasol knows what he's doing. Pick their brains a little, Giannis.
Are you a Bucks
how
fan,
about
Mark?
One better? How about he just hangs out with Kobe Bryant for another summer? He's better than both those guys.
Yeah.
He's accomplished more than both those guys.
I don't care. Hang out with Serge Ibaka. I mean, Serge Ibaka's making him look like a... Look what Serge is doing to us.
Well, Serge is not doing it by himself.
Yeah, like 6-7 points, just absolutely just running roughshod through.
Here's a phone call. Serge is not doing it by himself.
That's rough. That's mean.
I love the phone calls today.
Man,
they were better than they were yesterday.
414-799-1250.
Different take. And doesn't feel like you guys are jumping off the ledge, because I thought it was going to be therapy today.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like therapy radio today. It doesn't feel like it.
No.
I don't know, man.
It's different.
I think it feels defeated.
I
think it does.
Well, listen, they're going to Toronto next, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
So if Toronto wins that, it's over?
Then it's over.
Oh, God.
Then they're defeated.
But that's why you play seven.
To me, it feels like it's coming back for game seven. It does feel that way.
Well, we won't know that until when?
Tomorrow night,
about 10 o'clock.
Well, no, 9:45.
Hey, did you feel that the national broadcast last night was slanted in any way?
Stop.
I'm just asking the question. The question.
God.
Did you?
Stop.
No, actually, not
no?
in the slightest.
Stop.
Okay.
Stop.
You're gonna go get these people going now.
He's
going to get me going.
He's shaking up a wasp nest right now.
I thought there were just a couple of comments.
You got to be better than that. Be better than that, Timmy.
You're better than that.
Be better than that.
414-799-1250.
I ask you a question. Ty's almost done with baseball right now.
Almost.
Okay.
Literally.
What kind of parent are you at games? Or do you say anything? Do you cheer your kid on?
Pretty much nothing.
So
you just sit there.
Yeah. So my daughter had the hardest time with me because I wouldn't say a word. No
right.
encouragement, nothing. Hey, there was nothing. I would sit in the stands arms folded like this, and just, and it looks like a meme mugging, but I just didn't want to, I just wasn't that guy.
Right.
Just didn't want to draw attention to me, and she already had enough on her anyway, and I just kind of enjoyed it, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then her and I, after we have a conversation.
Break it down.
But she was always, she said, Dad, I don't know whether you're mad with me or not. I go, no, I just, you know, my oldest son. Now, my oldest son in high school, I coached him. So I was actually on the sideline.
So you had to be verbal.
With him. So I had to be verbal. But, yeah. But with my daughter, in high school, it felt like I was meme mugging her. So getting to this is that no matter what level you on, you all know there's going to be some trials and tribulations. There was one game where I sat in the stands and I knew like all the three refs, right? It was so weird. I walked in, I see the three refs. We start talking before the game, you know, all this kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. My daughter had three fouls within the first 5 minutes of the game.
And you didn't say anything?
Didn't say a word.
Yep.
Just sat there. But I knew all the three refs. I mean, we were friends, all three of them. And all of them, and then all the three fouls were questionable fouls. I'm like, I can't say nothing. So as you go through all this, you know that there's going to be some things where it just doesn't go your way. And there may be some Mark Davises out there that don't like your team. There's going to be a coach that doesn't like you.
For sure.
And where you're going to have to get through it, transfer, or gain his affection.
So tough.
Some kind of way.
It's so tough.
There's going to be bosses. That's why I like sports. There's going to be bosses that don't like you.
Yes.
Sports sets you up for all these, to me. That's why I love competition. That's why I love competing. I'm glad my kids. Because it mirrors life sort of in a little bit where you cannot take everything too personal. You got to look at yourself and figure out self, what do I got to do to get myself out of this?
Emotional control, man. It really is. It tests you. It tests you in every facet. Oh, for sure it does. But I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying.
My phone call here.
It seemed like they were liking the Toronto Raptors.
Phone call here.
It just seemed like it to
phone
me.
Phone call here.
Yeah? No?
Want to take a phone call?
Sure. Quick
take
one.
Take a phone call.
Quick one?
Got to bring
quick
it.
Quick one.
Well, let's go to Phil in Chicago. Phil, you up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Phil, what you got, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
So here's the problem that I see, which a caller alluded earlier, was the bench.
Come on, Phil.
The bench play flipped. We had the dominant bench points, and then after game three, I think game four, they started dominating the bench points.
Mm-hmm.
And also the free throw shooting as well. I don't trust their free throw shooting at all. And Toronto makes most of their free throws.
Yep.
The one bright spot, though, that I see, and Giannis did this a couple times last night, Tim Legler tweeted this of what Giannis should do. He said he should attack from the wing because the only guy on the strong side is in the corner, and that defender won't leave the shooter in the corner to get in front of Giannis.
Okay.
As opposed to when he's at the top of the key, you've got three jokers trying to block you instead of just one.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So if he did that in the beginning of the third quarter, and he did that when he had that dunk from the side. If you remember that dunk, he did that also because that's the way you can attack that defense. I think he can make a difference there. But you know, I'm not going to give up. You know, that's just not a part of my nature. I'm not going to give up on the team, but I think they can. They've got their work cut out for them, but I'll watch tomorrow night. You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But Toronto is a hell of a basketball team, man.
And that's what we're learning. Thank you, Phil. That's what Phil's thinking. What are you thinking? 414-799-1250. Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen, served up hot and fresh here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. We're talking Bucks basketball today on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, the mainstay here. The boys enjoying some time off for various different reasons. Anthony Mandela filling in for Baby Tausch. I could. Well, I'll be Baby Tyus. You be Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
I don't have enough anger in me.
That's true. But Gary's here, and we're talking about what you're thinking about now after that game last night.
I'm thinking about they need to get a win.
I'm thinking it bothers me. The little things bothered me in that game. You know, the referees, Mark Davis, the announcers.
Now, you think Mark Davis has it in for the Bucks?
Maybe.
You think so?
Maybe. It's becoming a pattern.
What do you think? Who does he like? Just the Bucks in general? Is it Herb Cole? I mean, how far does it go back?
I looked him up. I think he's a Bulls fan.
He's a Bulls fan. Okay.
I think so. He's from Chicago.
All right.
I don't consider that a rivalry, though. Do you?
No.
I don't consider that a rivalry.
I don't even know if the Bucks have one.
I don't either.
Actually.
Should we save that for next week? Or maybe in the offseason?
Yeah, I don't know if they have a rival.
I'd never thought about it.
Save that for July after we've hoisted the trophy.
I know there's been conversations and narrative that you guys have had about Bears and Packers.
The reason why the Bucks,
Brewers, they haven't had, Cubs, whatever.
Because they haven't had sustained success probably to build something up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even the Brewers sort of kind of don't have a huge rival.
Cubs.
I mean, yeah, but the Cubs don't consider the Brewers as a rivalry.
They do. I think they do a little bit now.
I think
the tide is starting to turn.
But if you ask them, they say the Cardinals.
It's changing.
And if you ask the Cardinals, they say the Cubs.
Sure, that's their number one. But like the Vikings, right? Who's the Vikings' number one rival?
Well, the Vikings is probably the Packers.
Yeah, right, but who's the Packers' number one rival?
Well, Bears.
Bears.
Same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. 799-1250. What are you thinking about now? Back against the wall for tomorrow's game. And yeah, that one. If you're not nervous,
That's like asking a girl to like you and she doesn't really like you.
What?
Like dictating someone's arrival?
Well, I mean, like you said, okay. The Cubs and the Cardinals are rivals, and they acknowledge that each other.
You got to mutually agree that you don't like each other,
right? But then you're gonna throw the Brewers in there, and
maybe Brewers Cubs is like the side chick of rivals.
That's like a chick that you want to get to like you, and she doesn't really like you, but
she'll
want
come
her,
around.
But you want her, yeah.
Right.
Just keep buying her stuff.
You got a nice smile.
Just keep buying her stuff.
Go to the jewelry center.
Yeah, of course.
That's true. That'll fix everything.
Let's go to Trail on the North Side. Trail, you're up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Trail, what you got, buddy?
Hey, what's up with you, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
All right, bud.
Yeah, that was a gut punch last night.
It was ugly.
You know, listening to this radio, man, you know, you get your laughs in and stuff like that, man, from people. That guy that was just ranting about Giannis, talking about he needs to be following Kawhi and all this stuff.
What do you mean following Kawhi?
Remember, he was saying that he needed to be getting some pointers from Kawhi.
Yeah,
But my thing is that, I mean, I think the Bucks, their backs are against the wall, and they've pretty much been a resilient team this year. So we're definitely going to see the character of the team this next game.
No doubt about it,
yes.
G. No doubt about it.
I think they can win. I'm not certain that they will. I think they can. One thing I think that Giannis is going to play probably the best game that he's able to play. And I think Budenholzer.
I like that key word. I like that key word, Trail, able.
Yeah, because I think Budenholzer, he's been our coach the last three games. And I think it's a weighing. He doesn't want to go against what's got him so much success, but sometimes you got to tinker in a playoff series because it's a little bit different in the regular season. So, you know, you can't look back and say we won 60 games, we're a dominant team all year, and you refuse to make adjustments because right now we see Giannis bumping his head against a wall, literally, of players in front of him, but also trying to bump and trying to force his way in.
Yep.
And it's not helping. And I think, you know, I'm not complaining about the referees, but I would just ask you guys to look this up. Go into the Boston Celtics series and tell me Giannis free throw attempts. And go into this series and tell me Giannis free throw attempts.
Well, I'm sure they're
so
less.
He's not just frustrated from, you know, the guy's blocking up the lane and it's hard for him to get through. But when he gets through in there, he gets fouled. He's not getting the call.
No, he's not. So
that's another level of frustration. And, you know, I think easily said and done. The Bucks just need to make shots. The last three games, Toronto's bench and their role players
killed us.
Have outplayed ours. So you know, maybe we have a good shooting night and that propels it to a win. Anything that can get them a win in game six and give them the opportunity to have a chance to play in front of their home court for game seven is fine with me. That's the only thing I'm asking for right now.
Yeah, who cares if it's ugly? Just get it done. I would just maul Kawhi Leonard. Just maul him.
Just maul him?
From the opening minute to the final buzzer, I would just maul that dude. I would. I'd get him off. That's the thing about him, Gary, I'm learning through all of this, through this entire series. The guy never loses control. Mm-mm. He's so emotionally stable.
Emotionless.
Emotionless, yes. Yeah, he doesn't show it. Mm-mm. I would test that. I would test it. I'd do everything. It'd be asses and elbows all over him.
The problem is the only guy that can test it is probably Giannis.
But give him a little help and just start.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Giannis was getting mauled a little bit last night. I mean, let's face it.
That's their game plan against Giannis. That's what you're going to do to him.
That's what I would do then.
Yeah.
But the problem is when Kawhi gets to the line, he's like 90%. I mean, so he knocks down his free throws.
Completely different, isn't it?
That's crazy. 799-1250.
Trell had mentioned the free throws for Giannis. Mm-hmm. His percent, well, it's lower. But it's really, I don't really think it's a difference maker. He averaged about 9 makes for 17 attempts last round against Boston, making 8 on about 17 and a half attempts per game in this round.
So about the same.
One fewer. 1 point difference from the stripe average.
I mean, what would you do, Gary? I mean, what do you do? You got a game plan. It's crazy how Toronto fires Dwayne Casey and look where they're at.
Right. And that's why they made that.
It's just amazing. It really is.
And that's why I say they're further along in this process than the Bucks are. Now, the Bucks did fire Jason Kidd and to get to where they are now.
It's kind of a little bit of the same thing with both teams.
Yeah, it is. But then they brought in Kawhi Leonard because they even flipped their team.
Yeah.
For it.
No Who's the dude they traded? I can't remember his
DeRozan?
Name. Yeah. I mean, you move a guy like that.
Yeah.
He's thinking you're not as good.
That was a dude that was maybe going to have his jersey, if not a statue, outside of that place right next to Chris Bosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 414-799-1250.
Let's get to Billy in Brown Deer. Billy, you're up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Billy, what's up, buddy?
Gary, thank you for getting to me. I appreciate it. Mr. Allen, Mr. Mandela, how you guys doing?
Good,
Billy.
You.
What's going on, man?
I want to say this real fast. I'm hearing all the calls. Very intelligent callers, not a lot of emotion. I appreciate that. I'm not down at all, okay? Because I look at the entire game. Game four was a blowout, right? Blowout. Game five, he lost basically, as you all keep saying, because Kawhi Leonard. I'm not saying Kawhi Leonard lost the game, won the game. I'm going to say Brook Lopez guarding Kawhi Leonard made it easy for Kawhi Leonard to win the game.
Okay.
The whole game, we were up, basically, right? Until the last 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We get up 1 point. There's a point where Kawhi Leonard gets the ball. There's a switch. Lopez all of a sudden has Kawhi Leonard. And this is why I'm going to get off the phone and let you all talk because you all know who Michael Jordan is. I want to ask you, would Michael Jordan let Bill Winnington hold Gary Payton at the three-point line when the game's on the line?
No.
Would he? Would he sit there and say, you know what?
No.
Will Purdue, get busy.
Yeah.
No. Lopez, get out the way. Lopez, get out the way, man. You can't do this. I know that because I light you up in practice. So let me sit Kawhi real fast, and we can go home.
Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is defense really matters. No disrespect to the Hall of Fame running back I'm talking to right now. Defense matters. If you don't want to stop nobody, I don't care if you miss shots and all this and all that. The game was 1 point, and you had the 1 point lead with 120 seconds left, and you choked because you didn't want to put a hand up, and you made the dude who's the biggest guy in the court. Hold the fence. Oh, my God. Oh, my. It don't make sense. It doesn't make sense. We can beat this team. We just got to go do it. Stop this team. We lost because of two possessions that repeated itself. The second time, we on purpose put Brook Lopez on Kawhi Leonard and say, you know what just happened? Do it again, but I want a separate, different outcome. That's called insanity. I will never put a center on the all-star two guard of any team, y'all. We can beat this team. We don't got to change everything. Change nothing. Stick to your man. Shut your man down. We're coming back on game seven. Be ready, y'all. Stop playing.
Love it.
So, Billy,
So, Billy, you want Giannis to guard up Kawhi, I guess. Okay, he's gone. I think that's is that what he wants?
Yes.
Is that what you want, Gary? I know what I want.
I think there's sometimes you can do that, and I think that will bother him.
I love that call.
Maybe that opens him up on the offensive end. Because maybe if you can get him all up top, you can get some easy, cheap baskets. Because he'll most certainly pose a problem for Kawhi with his length.
Yeah.
At least contain him a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. That can
at least.
Yeah.
I'd run through a brick wall for that dude right there. Billy? Mm-hmm. Was that Billy?
That was Billy in Brown Deer.
Let's get to Lonnie on the south side. Lonnie, you're up next, 105.7 FM Fan. Lonnie, what you got, man?
What's up, man?
All right.
Hey, what Billy was talking about was at the end, Middleton had Kawhi. Right. And they kept switching Middleton and Lopez. So Lopez would pick up Kawhi, and Kawhi hit three straight daggers on him.
Right, yep.
So that's what Billy was talking about. And what it feeds into, what I was telling the screener, we got to get back to fundamental basketball, man. Because, okay, if they burn you on the switch twice, why are we still switching?
Exactly.
And I tell you another thing, Gary, that just, man, I didn't know. I was so hot last night. I counted five times in the fourth quarter where our guy would beat the defender, get all the way to the rim, nobody between the buck and the rim, and they pass him out. So you give up an 80% two
and
to
kick it
a
out.
Guy in the corner that ain't been hitting threes all game.
Right. True.
Now, this was just in the fourth quarter. What if they would have took them points? Now you up 10. You plus 10 in the fourth. And they do it all the time. I don't know when it became good basketball to beat your man, get all the way to the goal, and then pass out for a lower percentage shot.
Well, that's been the Milwaukee Bucks all year long, though.
And they just keep launching.
But my point, though, is if it ain't working. See, three games in a row, it ain't been working.
But they're saying that's how they got there.
But, okay, so what? I can get to Chicago City Limits in the Toyota, but if the Toyota breaks down, I got to fix something.
Why's got to be a Toyota?
It got you there.
The only person that recognizes that and will make that adjustment is George Hill. I've seen him. When he ain't hot, he going to fake and drive. The rest of these jokers keep chunking up stuff, man. And all I'm saying is, if you take what they give you, we got enough to win. I agree with everybody else. Giannis ain't Kawhi.
Right.
Giannis is not Kawhi. But we got enough to win if they just take the obvious. And that's all I want to say.
There it is.
Thanks, Lonnie. We're getting some passion now.
Yeah, Toyota.
About the 4 o'clock hour, we started getting a little passion now.
Yeah, yeah, we are. Wow.
Yeah.
It just pains me when you have to, like, give up and just say that, okay, Kawhi, you're the man. And here we have Giannis. It just pains me to do that.
The reason why it pains you because if this was like Steph Curry or like Kevin Durant, we know that they're better than Giannis, I think. But I just don't think Kawhi got that respect of like a Durant.
Not the same kind.
No, I don't think they got that. Everybody thought that Giannis was better than Kawhi all day long.
Dude's
and
good.
So he just didn't come with that. Because he is. He's just a quiet guy. You just don't hear much about him. He just does his thing. And there's no me to his game.
Maul him.
No real flash. You know,
he just goes out and plays ball.
Yeah. And so I think like in the superstar category of all the superstars that we can talk about, I think he gets slighted because it's not about him.
You're right. Yeah, right on the money. I mean, I'm getting an education for sure throughout this series. 414-799-1250.
Well, I was just going to say, how did we get to this point where we're counting out a guy who's the only guy, George Hill for the Bucks. He's got a ring.
He does.
He's got a ring. Someone before said he's back-to-back defensive player of the year. He's an all-star. He's an NBA Finals MVP. How did we just, like, decide that it wasn't going to be, like, Giannis was so much better?
Well, because
it's not like he was a nobody. Like, I get the Durant-Curry tier we were talking about.
Right, right.
But how do we go thinking, like, just...
Well, I don't think everybody thought that Kawhi was on that tier.
That he was all that? Well, he might not still be on that tier, but how we thought. Because is Giannis on that tier?
I think most Bucks fans thought Giannis was on that Durant tier. We had people, we did that, that people thought that Giannis was better than Kevin Durant. We had that. I think we did that topic.
Still think he's at that level. I do.
He's not at Durant.
No?
Well, because Kevin Durant has two rings. Giannis doesn't have any.
Yeah, look at who he's playing with.
But I'm talking about skill set. Giannis is no way near Kevin Durant.
799-1250. We'll take a quick break. What are you thinking now? Bucks fans, will continue our conversation. Bucks in game six. It's flipped to Toronto. More conversation next year on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.